to one place where news, opinions, and entertainment are the way you like it. This is Rant EM Radio.
Don't blame me, Dad. I'm the shit in your head that you come eat you like a virus for days on end. Watch you decay, watch you waste away. Who'd you think you'd fool, baby, digging your own? So go ahead, yeah, just drop dead. And while you're trying to fool the whole world, don't forget.
What's up, fellow marks? Welcome to Rant EM's 2016 WWE Extreme Rules pre-show. I, Rick Dara from Talk Brunch, will be your host this evening. Joined, as always, by good old, the one, the only, my Padawan, Jen. How's it going, Jen?
Bada bing, bada boom, in a room. How you doing?
How you? Introducing the rest of the panel, we have with us Damon, Scott, and sorry, Scott, I didn't get the drop in time. I'm borrow time here.
That's all good. Good evening, everybody.
Next time. And joining us also, we got Surfer from the What Are You Reading comic book show. What's up, Surfer?
Good evening.
How's everybody doing?
Not too bad. I've been on the air in a week, and so I'm ready to be on the air now. I wish I was. I've been sitting here for the last couple hours with nothing to do, and now I'm ready to go.
You were on the air last night, Surfer?
Yeah. What? You on the air just 2 hours ago?
What do you read? Will's show. Just got off it 5 minutes ago.
I did?
Jeez, you're fiending, man. Fiending. Yeah, so. Also want to give a quick shout out to our registered chat room users. We have Blanchell and AC, Mr. Tower, Josh E, Java Junkie, Greg Krona Jones, Nature Boy, Jordan, Phil, Rhea, Iron Man, Tank, and all of you anonymous bastards out there that I see creeping. You know, create a handle or a tag or whatever you call it nowadays and just join the chat. We don't bite. You know, it'll be out of fun.
Say, speak for yourself.
Yeah. And as we're talking about this, the fans are packing in not too far from the Talk Brunch Studios in New York, just across the George Washington Bridge at the Prudential Center in Newark, New Jersey. So you guys are excited about the pay-per-view tonight, or does it feel like a Saturday?
I'm actually kind of excited.
Jen's excited about everything WWE.
It's Roman Reigns in the main event. Wow.
Exactly. And, yeah, I watched Rage's little live feed video. Yeah, that was entertaining.
What did I miss?
Oh, you got to go back and watch.
No, explain it to him. Explain. Give him a summary.
Okay.
Go ahead.
I was say, do you want to do the?
He's live at the pay per view.
He is looking for a ticket.
Damn.
Perusing the crowd.
Damn.
Yeah. The last time I saw it, he was looking for a scalper, and then he went to the ATM, and then he chickened out, and now he's on the bus back home. So.
Yeah, that's the worst time to try to get tickets is when something's about to start, don't you think?
There's a place called StubHub out there.
Yeah, but it's yes and no, because if you wait 5 minutes after it starts, you can get them dirt cheap. They'll give them to you for $20.
Yeah, well, he should, because, I mean, they haven't even had a match yet.
Was it the Corbin and Ziggler?
again, because we haven't had enough of those guys yet, right?
Scott, you put the Superstar ice cream bar. Have you ever ate one of these?
Yeah.
They were good.
Delicious, man. It was like my favorite ice cream of all time.
He used to make fun of me when I first said that they were delicious. And I got made fun of for weeks on end for saying that. But they were some really good ice cream sandwiches.
I think it's the best ice cream bar ever produced.
I don't know about that, but they were pretty good. Anyway.
Yeah, so we have a pretty stacked card here.
I see this guy. Back the camera up, man. Nobody wants to see your face.
I'm sorry, Rage. I'm like, I'm watching the video. I'm like, is he walking around with a selfie stick? Like, I'm gonna get a ticket.
I don't know, but it was like watching a fucking car wreck. He just could not look away the entire time.
Is he in the middle of 42nd Street?
No, he's in Jersey. Really?
Oh, that's Jersey?
Yeah.
Looks like 42nd Street in Manhattan. Okay. My bad.
No worries. Phil called that the armpit of, what was it?
America.
Yeah.
No worries, guys. I'm sure AA will be thrilled that you segued into Rage.
most of Jersey is like that. I mean, you know, the armpit. Camden is the
It's like the taint of New Jersey.
Yes, taint. Enough dumping on Jersey.
No, keep going, Surfer. By all means, it's not like we have a pay per view to cover or anything. What else you want to talk about Jersey? You know that Kevin Smith is from Jersey, right?
Yep.
Jason Mewes, they hang out there. The Jersey Saga is what they call those movies.
Yeah.
You know what movies I'm talking about, Surfer? There's Quiz, because yeah. Surfer's a big movie guy.
It took place in Jersey for the most part. Up to Jersey Girl.
Up to Jersey Girl, yeah. All the kids got out of the pool at that point.
Yeah.
Hey, so you got to give somebody credit for being creative whenever they can, right?
I thought Jersey Girl was a decent movie.
I thought Jersey Girl was watchable, but the train had already left because it was Ben Affleck and he was seeing Jennifer Lopez and tucked in, so people was going to not give a chance no matter what.
I like Joe Hall and Stephen Root.
Ah, okay. We got Corey Graves out here at the commentary with Lawler. What the hell is Lawler doing out here? They demoted him to this shit?
He's not on the Raw, so.
Yeah,
I guess Byron was on the can. I guess.
No, nah, Byron's doing the main show with Cole and JBL.
The Raw group does the pay per views until I guess they decide to. Wait, are they still going to do the brand split at some point, or that's just
probably not yet. I mean, I wouldn't imagine them wanting to do something like that anytime soon. Would you?
Yeah, I don't think I'm.
Ask if they're going to do it. That's all.
Nah, I don't think that they're going to do it yet. Not while there's still some injuries going on.
Yeah.
You know, and then they also remember they're pushing Stephanie as a babyface right now. For a long time, they're going to be working in harmony, so it just wouldn't fit.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. As far as the card goes, we're starting off with the Extreme Rules kickoff pre-show. It's Baron Corbin against Ziggler. What are your thoughts on this? Same as last month?
Yeah.
That's it? Yeah?
I don't see anything different about the outcome of this. I think Baron Corbin's gonna go over because he's the new guy. Hey, Ziggler is gonna put some of these new guys over. So.
Yeah, it's all Corbin.
Yeah, he's gonna squash the shit out of Ziggler. So.
I don't know if he's gonna squash him, but I think it's obviously Corbin gonna, like if Corbin loses like right away, then what's the point?
At this point, I don't really know, to be honest, about this entire Corbin thing. Like, he's looking better than he did on NXT. Like, I saw him on SmackDown earlier today. Scott and I were watching it. And one thing I do like is his kicks. You know, some really good, convincing, solid kicks. He kicked the shit out of Devon. Go back and look at the match. He did a really good job. And he's a little bit more, I see a little bit more of his intensity now that he's on the main roster. It's weird how certain people are looking better on the main roster than on NXT.
Dude, Colin. Big Cass kicked Devon.
Yeah, right. It was Big Cass. It wasn't Baron. Why am I saying Baron Corbin? Okay, so then, in that case, he never did anything right. Fuck him. Are they giving us the match now? We're going to ringside now, so we're getting that wide shot that we usually get. So they might be doing the match. I'll let you guys know if it comes on, and we'll give you a little bit of play-by-play here. But going back to the main thing, you guys think that Ziggler's going over, right? I mean, Corbin's going over and Ziggler's going under.
Yeah.
Yeah, I believe that Ziggler was the favorite, though, wasn't he, Scott?
This page doesn't have that match. No, Corbin was actually the favorite on the other side we were looking at.
The one with the negative 700 plus 400?
Yeah, Ziggler was like minus 450. Ziggler was 100. So, you know, a dollar gets you seven. You know, $100 will get you 700. Ziggler wins.
Right. Okay. I guess I'm going to agree with you guys. As weird as it, you know what though? At the same time, I've been seeing Ziggler win a lot. Like he just beat Sheamus clean with his super kick, his noose finisher. Since they seem to be getting rid of the zigzag, the zigzags become like the Celtic cross. He attempts to do it, and then the person shakes him off their back, and then he does the super kick. So it's weird that they're pushing. Are you telling me that Ziggler's going to beat Sheamus clean, former champion, and then lose to Corbin clean?
When you make it a no DQ match, it's not exactly clean.
Well, it's clean if it's in the context of the match being the rule.
Yeah.
Like, I still think it would be weird for him to win against Sheamus and lose here. You know what, man? I don't think they have that much invested in Corbin. I'm going to be the odd man out here, Ziggler.
Okay.
Okay.
I think if Corbin comes out losing, then they turn into a beast, right?
Oh, is that Rage calling in?
Yeah.
1-2-1-2-1-2-1-2. How do I sound?
You sound great, man. You sound like you've been...
You sound like reborn.
You know what? You sound like you just came back from the Talk Brunch Podcast Academy. Is that where you were over the weekend?
Yeah, I feel like I got my diploma and everything. I'm the son of a bitch. It's all next to my jersey.
Good for you.
All right.
Yeah, I heard all of that shit you were talking, Jen. You sound like a hater because all of Newark just doesn't fucking like women.
You know, no offense to fat people. You know, my sisters are kind of overweight. We're a bunch of fat.
Whoa, I disagree. There were some decent looking hotties out there. You just didn't see him.
Well, let me see. I saw the ass of the one you were following.
I was somebody?
Yes, you were following somebody. I practically saw her butt like the whole, like for 5 minutes.
I'm not following anybody. Where'd you get that notion from?
The only thing I remember seeing was Ray talking like, don't show the guys punch you, and friggin' dude in that tux.
Yeah, I didn't see scalpers. And look, the whole thing, like I said, it was an experiment. Look, if I could get tickets at a decent price for good seats, I was going to get them. If not, so what? It wasn't really a huge, serious thing.
You never go, what would consider a decent price? Like, how much over the...
They were for section 103, which was how much
percentage over the cost would.
Look, I was willing to spend even 85, but he said 85, but I wasn't really trying to spend 85. I wanted to spare in the neighborhood of like 70 between 80, but I gave him that 85.
So how much was the tickets worth?
He didn't say he didn't want me to see it.
No, of course they don't want you to see it until you pay for it.
Exactly, and that's probably one of the big reasons why I didn't.
Look at it online to see how much the tickets would cost?
You wouldn't get a price after the tickets are bought. That's the thing.
Christopher's on a roll of asking really interesting questions today. We all call.
I think the magical fall was Rage not getting pinched in front of the participants.
Rage, 1 point tickets, and it was like a cop car 20 feet from you.
What? You the cop was going to actually do something.
So, got all these women on the path for WWE. Is that a good thing or a bad thing?
You know, so does the scum, though.
Exactly. But take this. I really do think that Natalya had tools to then pull off a huge victory tonight. I mean, she has it, you know, in her pedigree. She has it in her DNA. And, of course, she has.
Oh, you said pedigree. They're going to dock your pay.
To be genetically inclined, just a little bit better than the rest. And I think tonight is going to be an ultimate battle, not taking away anything from you guys.
Looking at it being the sharpshooter versus the figure eight, it's who's going to be.
Renee always sounds like a couple of drinks before the paper set.
Yes,
I did know.
I'm going to say Charlotte.
Who the fuck let the non-talking Becky Lynch on this panel?
Me? Okay. No, let me just say this.
Becky Lynch has an interesting personality.
You know what? Yeah, but she can't talk.
Is this like they, you know, are they trying to, like, the women's match, like one of the major events coming? They ended the show with their confrontation on Monday.
That's because they were in Charlotte, though. You know, they wanted people to pop for Flair more than Charlotte.
He's not even be at ringside for the pay-per-view, supposedly. Unless he's in a wig or something.
I heard he's at the airport. I heard he's going to be at the airport for the next 3 or 4 hours. Just hanging out.
Never does.
Did the book genetically inclined? Is that what he said?
Genetically inclined. That's a...
What the hell that means?
All I know is he says something about pedigree, so, you know, automatic docking to pay. Like,
exactly.
Like Rick said.
You can't say pedigree. You can't say anything about attitude justice. Oh, you brought a pootie tank on this show?
Really?
Yeah, I brought a pootie tank. What about it?
Never mind.
Texas Tornado tag match with the Usos and Gallo and Carl Anderson. What do you guys think's happening here?
I think somebody's going to get busted.
Yep, somebody's going to get got.
I think Usos is due for another injury.
Yeah, how else can they win to the year?
I don't know.
I want Charles Anderson.
Gallows and Anderson, I think, would be the ones that are going to go over just because they're the team in town, right? I mean, the Usos put everybody else over.
Oh, check this out. There's another pre-show match.
Really?
There's another?
Yeah.
Well, there's a couple of possible extra matches they were talking about if they run over. They were going to have R-Truth and Goldust against Tyler Breeze and Fandango, or Becky Lynch against Dana Brooke.
It's the Dudley Boys.
She's on the panel.
You do the panel, still wrestling.
What you say the other matches?
It's the Dudley Boys just came out.
Oh, yeah. I'm looking right at the screen. I'm asking you what the other. I know what's happening like right now.
Yeah. Of course, my stuff is behind.
Gained some weight.
Like, what's
yeah, because you're on dialogue.
But this is anything but a garden variety event. This is the one night of the year where WWE takes it to the extreme.
Yeah, I feel like we're by the seat of our pants tonight. I mean, everything a man of sun is.
So he's in the ring.
I have my stuff out, everybody. Else.
Time, WWE tag team.
Bring that Net Zero, and I tell you not to.
Oh, you do. He switched to Juno.
Switch
to
Surfer. Oh, create the software.
First of all, I've always went with CompuServe, so.
Yeah.
Sure. you know what? No, you know what? I'm sorry. I went with the best. I went with the Blue from.
We got a Dudley
they
promo.
You without the Dudley boys.
And so
my brother have been in three moves matches, entire WWE locker room combined.
Yeah, well, you were in ECW.
And if you don't believe
me. Wait, you know what? You guys remember ECW?
What a problem.
No, they don't. They're too young to remember it.
Exactly.
Wait a minute.
ECW is a myth.
You can do better. That's
a legend.
ECW!
Come on, join in. You know you want to.
ECW.
Everybody knows the myth and the legend of ECW.
On the WWE Network.
Oh, that's where we end the thing, where you start guys start becoming sellout commercial fucks.
You're a bag of fried dicks, Devon.
So the Asylum match is Dean Ambrose against Chris Jericho.
One day I think we should take up a collection so D-Var can get his head forehead fixed.
How would they fix it though? I guess we have surgery for that, right?
Yeah, skin graft.
They got to take some skin off of Bubba's ass for his forehead.
that Klingon forehead he got to do.
Forehead. Oh shit!
It's Rage trying to get back in, but he's not. It's not coming up on the podcast call. Sorry, Rage. I don't know what happened to him.
See if it I just can... dropped.
Let's get Rage back.
I saved him, Jen. I saved him.
Yes, you did, Phil.
Good job.
My good either day. Tony C called me in a panic. He goes, "You're closest. You got to call him." I'm like, "I'm already working on it. Relax."
Tony, you realize you're going to call
him? He called me. It's the way to go. He goes, "You're the closest. Do something," he says.
Oh. Oh. Enzo and Cass?
Oh,
yep.
Is that what the was that what it's going to be?
It's Cass.
Hold on, my second.
Oh, but
he's like to introduce Enzo.
Is that what's happening?
He just came out. He's just standing there. He's got the mic into the ring.
Yeah, don't get too excited. It might just be Big Clone again. You guys weren't there for the first injury in NXT. That's exactly what it was every week.
Yeah.
Carrying the hope, the torch of hope.
It's those big boys, too.
Mm-hmm. 7 feet tall. And you can't teach that. He's rocking Enzo's new shirt, though.
Certified G. You gonna get that shirt?
Already ordered it.
Yeah, he already ordered it.
Oh, of course, right? There's Rage.
You know you gotta make that sound so it doesn't come across over the air.
Yeah, but that's because I'm sharing the WWE audio to you in Rage Keep feed because it has a Skype on it.
Uh-huh.
So blame Rage for screwing this up. Anyway, so... I'm going with Dean Ambrose on this one, obviously. I think
chicken, sausage, pizza, and fish.
Who's giving the feedback here?
I'm gonna say, what are they naming stuff off the menu in the?
He told Devon he ate. He's a table master because he ate anything on the table and started naming all the foods.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, it's because he's saving up fat for the forehead.
Oh man.
Telling you, man. Just gonna keep talking down the ramp. Like, he's taking longer than Undertaker to get to the ring.
Oh, I forgot. I can't watch it up here. My kid's watching it downstairs.
Did they enforce that already?
I'm trying to log in. It won't let me.
Oh, I blame Kevin Dunn.
Yeah, me too. Everything. Like, it's being really, like, glitchy right now. I don't know why.
I can't say I know much about this guy. Is this his own personality, or is he trying to channel the other guy? Because
it's him.
Part of it's from him. He's a
liar. Yeah, he's a Queens guy, isn't he?
Yeah.
Yeah, so that's partially him. I don't know if Carmella's really from Staten Island.
No, she's from I think Florida.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, she had.
Oh, nice, that's in.
Is the 2-on-1? Is the beat?
Yeah, you see, there's no one unless he's gonna come running in. But how weird would that be for the small guy to do the run and the small guy of the four of them? Look, it's Enzo. I mean, it's just realistic.
Well,
Bob Bentley hit Devon. And Big Cass did that signature big boot.
Big Corbin.
Big Corbin. I'm never going to live that one down. I want one big guy or the other. No, but Cass is better. We know that. Well, what do you guys say as far as the Dean Ambrose thing goes?
I'm going Ambrose.
He's got little Mitch Jr. hanging up. It's going to be Ambrose.
I always think it's a bad thing when a match is named after you and you lose it your first time out.
That would be really, really be bad because it is an asylum match.
I mean, The Undertaker lost his first Hell in a Cell match, and that was his match.
But wasn't it because
Jericho's
of...
Money in the Bank, and that's his match.
Ambrose,
what was that?
Stupid.
This is
stupid.
How come you sound bad again?
Don't talk in the water.
Yeah, or you sound like shit again.
Yeah, time with the new microphone.
Yeah,
Jericho's a 4-1 underdog.
Yeah. Participates on,
I'm not so.
Yeah, you know he never participates on any of the Twitter conversations because the Net Zero banner blocks the hashtag on every Raw. Isn't that what it is?
Too netriatric.
All right. Fatal 4-Way Intercontinental Title match. We have The Miz, Cesaro, Owen, Sami Zayn. Sami Zayn seems to be the favorite undoubtedly here to win, with Kevin Owens being the second favorite, The Miz being the third, to think Cesaro is going to win. Very sad, but Sami Zayn seems to be a very popular favorite here. What do you guys think?
I'm going to go with The Miz retaining.
Okay.
Yeah. I don't think he's ready to lose it yet.
I can see the retaining because of Maryse, because without him having the belt, why do you need her coming out, giving everybody the hand? I guess they want her to continue to come out. But I can see the belt, but not keeping it long before he drops it to someone else. Like a potato for a while before someone gets it and keeps it for a while.
Yeah, so what else is new with that belt?
Yeah.
It's like the Looney Tunes belt at this point.
But I think it really, with these four guys involved, it's really going to be hot potatoes.
Yeah.
I'm going for Sami Zayn.
It's like tonight and losing on Thursday.
Unfortunately, the only two people that have any personality in are The Miz and Kevin Owens. And I think if they were going to have a change hands, Kevin Owens would be the smarter choice because Sami Zayn's biggest gimmick is that he's Kevin Owens' enemy. Yep. That's more because of Kevin Owens than because of Sami Zayn. So yeah, he's a good wrestler and everything, but I think right now because the IC title is the Looney Tunes title and it requires a lot of personality to do all the antics of chasing people around and robbing people of it, they're going to want to keep that kind of... And they couldn't do it with Cesaro or so. I think Miz.
What do they do when they put the belt back on Owens? He just goes and feuds with all the same three of these guys. I mean, that's what they're probably going to wind up doing, right?
They suck because I mean, at this point, they should probably. I've been saying for a year now that Kevin Owens could be the top heel of the company. You know,
he should be. He's a fucking jerk and a half. He's awesome. Everything
he's hilarious.
He's got Piper heat, man. He's got Piper heat. Will you love to hate him?
He takes asshole to a new level.
Exactly. He's got
Miz.
No.
Oh, good. Yeah.
Oh, we got the Miz talking here.
Well, they got the odds are Sami Zayn is a 12-1, Owens is 9-1, Cesaro 6-1, and Miz the favorite. And
Well, I mean, Miz
got Vegas.
Just International Business Times.
Gotcha.
But we checked a few sites, and they were all pretty much close to the same.
That's my beeping up with the Joneses.
Is Maryse looking a lot older?
Born from great opportunity. And that is what I hate. That is what I've earned tonight. One match. If I fought Cesaro and Sami Zayn and Kevin Owens 10 times, I'm 9 of them. But not tonight.
I was born...
to be a WWE. This is my time. Their time. I am so sick of hearing how great the new era is. Screw them. This is my time. Go on.
Why does this sound like a tough enough promo?
Take it.
I have no idea. I guess because he's acting.
It sounds like a tough enough promo.
Okay, I guess. JoJo, so short. Just one more time.
So that booty.
What happened?
Let's do one more.
That booty on JoJo.
Take two. And action!
This is my time. Their time is done. I am so sick about hearing
he's gonna do it again.
The new era is. Screw them! This is my time! Now go out there! Lesbian! Etiquette! The greatest home video actor WWE history.
Alright, well, that's what's going on there. They're using the valuable airtime of the pre-show for important things, you know. We're not screwing around.
Greater home in the Miz.
Okay, I'm sorry, I dozed off.
You guys made it for the Miz in this one, so fair enough.
Hell no.
You know I've always liked the Miz, you haters. Talk Brunch is a pro Miz podcast. But
you're on the island there, buddy.
The man's awesome.
Yeah,
he's not.
He said so. It's true.
Oh, he's got it on a t-shirt.
Why would he say it if he wasn't about it?
Right. Well, there are a lot of people that claim to be awesome and that aren't, you know, like EC3. EC3 says he's awesome. Does that mean he's
who?
Exactly.
In his promo when he comes out.
No, he's
not. Shit lock him. Shut up, sir.
Yo,
CM Punk is awesome. That's the difference.
Oh my God,
we're not gonna let this be another CM Punk fight. No more
next match. What's on the next match on the card, please?
It is the tag title match of the New Day against the Vaudevillains.
You know, we can't have the bygone era come back. This is we need the New Day to continue to bring the booty to the people. So I'm going with the New Day.
It would be an interesting storyline, though, to have the New Day against the Villains and then the Vaudevillains go over and face Enzo and Cass in like a revenge match and win the titles and have a great story and tie this all up with a nice, neat bow, right?
Listen, the Vaudevillains have done something that no one's done to the New Day in a while, which is get over on them during the week. So I can't see them getting over at the pay-per-view.
Get over the freaking League of Nations was getting over them every other week.
No, the League of Nations was getting the ass kicked by the New Day, which is why they're broken up today.
Oh my God!
But anyway, I'm gonna take. I'd like to see the Vaudevillains win it. I would. I'm gonna take the Vaudevillains.
I'm gonna take my partner. I'm gonna jump piggyback on my partner with that. As much as I enjoy the New Day, their shtick is getting kind of. You know what I'm saying? So I'd like to see the Vaudevillains. I want to see the titles progress. You know, just because they're good and they're over doesn't mean you have to keep the belts on them for a minute. You know what I'm saying? Like, right. it's getting a little played. So, and then you're getting all this influx of new teams and new meat.
But my thing is, not that the Vaudevillains aren't capable of being champions, but there's been no real build up as far as them being on the main roster. Like they came out and they got heat. And they won a point, but other than that, if I watch an NXT, I don't know who the Vaudevillains are, so why should I care if they win the belt or not?
Well, the premise of it is you should be, and that's how they're writing it.
But they're, you know, it's soon that I don't have time to watch NXT.
Listen,
nothing about the Vaudevillains other than promo.
Sir, if I can give two shits about your TV watching schedule, I'm just saying. I'm saying,
amen.
Like it's nothing. As a person, if I'm just watching just Raw and just SmackDown, I don't know anything but the Vaudevillains to care whether they get over or not at this point.
How many storylines?
They haven't built them up for me. That's what I'm trying to say. Okay. Now I'm quite sure. I'm not saying they're not capable of being good champions, but I have not seen it on Raw on SmackDown yet.
Do you watch NXT at all, Surfer?
I don't watch as much as I would like to.
Well, that's probably why you haven't had as much exposure to
them.
I mean,
no, I've seen them. It's not like I'm new to the Vaudevillains. I'm just saying, if I have not watched any NXT, then I would be in a position where I could care less about them.
I think that's the whole point, though. They are pushing the WWE Network and NXT, though, right? Like that's the whole point.
They haven't exposed me enough to me seeing them take on enough teams to say, yeah, this is going to be an awesome championship team, and I can't wait to see them with a run.
Is it because they're white, Surfer?
I think that's what it is. I think it's because they're white.
It's because they're black.
Exactly what it is. He has time for that shit show, Gotham, but not NXT.
It's because they're black and white.
And the Vaude
Villains. Okay, Surfer, I'm going to have to go to you. I want the New Day to retain.
The Vaude Villains are 3-1 dogs in this. That's not bad. That's even more than
look at Scotty Rico over here making.
I see white champions. I just can't see black and white champions. That's just a step too far, in my opinion.
All right. You want with interracial champions. Right, Shades of Grey. Oh,
racist fuck.
No, either black will be white. Not this black stuff. I mean,
hey, what did Jackson say? One thing about my
tag champs. Everybody's a little racist. Can we move on, please?
Think about my baby. I'm just saying.
Black my cop.
Jesus.
That's all I'm saying.
Rick, take the show back, Rick.
Yeah, it is time.
Yeah, yeah. Everybody's a little racist. End of story. Anyway, like moving on.
About black or white.
It's not about race. This is about color TV.
We apologize. We apologize to the live chat room. Surfer has his period, and you know how that time of the month is.
Oh my god!
I got a bag of Snickers for you, for your Surfer.
Snickers.
All I'm saying is, right now, I want to see the New Day to retain, and eventually, I want to see the Vaude Villains take it. But I think it's too early for them to win it at this point.
How could you want them? But you don't even know who they are. You don't even watch it.
What's the next match?
Surfer,
next
I'm
match.
I'm not even going to get into this.
I agree with you, Surfer. I totally agree with you. But yeah, anyway, moving on.
What I said, so forget it.
Well, enough is enough, and it's time for a change.
All right, so U.S. title match, Rusev against Kalisto.
Oh, shit. I could not go for another Rusev championship run. I can't.
Well, what do you think of Rusev winning it, John Cena coming back, winning it from him and starting the open...
I've done that. I don't...
Every Monday, you want some? Come get some.
Right. Yeah, that'll be when I go to the shitter.
Kalisto versus Sin Cara. That's what we want to see.
Oh, no, Lord, you guys.
That's
this. No, it's not.
It kind of is, but anyway.
What I want to see.
How do you know what everybody else wants to see?
Yeah, you should know.
It's eventually you would think that the one would turn on the other, and they would feud for the championship.
I want to see.
Nobody wants to see Cena or fucking and Kalisto. Like that's just a squash match right then and there.
No one brought up Cena.
No, he said Kalisto and Sin Cara, but I want to see Kalisto versus Sami Zayn. Like I've said many a time before, let's not forget that they were the main event of several Evolve pay-per-views. And watching Kalisto and Sami Zayn work together is really brilliant.
I have one of them on DVD.
Yeah, isn't it great? Like the way the two of those guys.
Yeah, their last match I have on DVD.
Nice. Yeah.
When he was on, what the hell was his name again? Oh, what was Kalisto's name before?
Oh, Samory Del Sol.
Del Sol. Yeah, my kid actually appropriated the disc a little bit. Hey, I want my Evolve disc back, Hammer.
You know what?
Vegas is laying the odds. Kalisto is a 3-1 dog in this match.
I have all those Evolves, and later on when you guys are free, we got to check them. I'm going to show you those matches. They're incredible. Like, it's really...
The last one is amazing. Their last one.
Yes. Yeah, I mean, they were main eventing, you know, and this isn't a pay-per-view that had people like Low-Key and a lot of the other really known indie guys, and they still trusted it with these two because they're that good. Sin Cara, as much as I like Hunico, he's a great worker and everything. I mean, this is a completely different level, you know. I sort of see more about it tomorrow, but I sort of see why certain people in the mid-card are bowing out gracefully now because the writing's sort of on the wall. If you didn't make it into, like, the top tier by the time this entire new generation of talent and Ring of Honor NXT talent came in, odds are, what are the odds of them pushing like old school mid carders now? It's probably not going
to
happen.
And to put the belt on a guy like Sami Zayn would that the whole underdog thing would be amazing because
it would.
So well, you know what I'm saying? Because he's a short, he's a small dude. So I think him with that role as U.S. champion would be fantastic.
Yeah, and he always does good and. Like in the pay-per-views that I've seen, the old pay-per-views, when it comes to main events and high-pressure matches, that's when Sami Zayn performs at his best. So I think that if they did it, it's going to be gold.
They were waiting to pull that fucking graphic out, weren't they?
Which graphic?
That shucky, shucky, quack, quack bullshit.
Sucky, ducky, quack, quack. Get it right. All right, well.
Okay. All right.
I want Kalisto to retain Rusev. I don't never really been big on Rusev. He's just a big square dude.
Rusev, I like him.
Yeah, they're probably going to go with Rusev because, you know, Vince like his big guys.
I think because of the John Cena, think just to hand it to John Cena is the only reason would go with Rusev.
They like Rusev, but for some reason, they still punishing his woman.
Well, his woman's got nice shit locked. Yes.
Huh?
Who's woman?
They punishing her for them admitting that they was engaged. And
who? She got the good shit locked.
Lana.
Oh, yeah.
But don't call it a shit locker, though. That ruins it.
No, that's such a good name for it. Come on.
Poo storage.
The dump trunk.
Dump trunk.
My old partner on the ambulance, she's called a wagon. That chick got a nice wagon, Phil. All
right. A wagon.
That's stupid. That's dumb. Oh, my God.
Good God.
Just kidding.
That was a different episode.
How long have you been waiting to pull that shit out?
So,
all right. Yeah, like I said, I'd like for Kalisto to retain. Anyone else didn't get their votes in here?
I'll take
Rusev for me.
Rusev
just broke him in half on Raw Monday night.
Yeah, oh my God, that made my fucking back hurt.
Would Rusev be in this match if Rich Gunnhander shot his mouth and went home?
Who?
Ryback? Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
No, I don't
Ryback
think
had
so.
Two shots.
That is true. I don't think it would have kept going.
Trophy.
All right. Well, the submission match for the women's title, Charlotte against Natty. Ric Flair banned from ringside. So my question to you all isn't who's going to win, but who is going to come out?
It's going to be Flair. It's going to be Flair. Like I told Scott the other night, it's going to be Flair.
Flair's going to be your drag, probably.
Yeah, or so he's gonna be, he Miss Atlanta. Remember that? Running off.
Why not, right? They're bringing back Little Nate gimmicks, so do it all.
There you go.
It's going to cost Charlotte the title, and then she can face and be at a girl again, call it a day.
I think Natty's going to win.
Yeah, nice to put the belt on Natty. She can fight some of the young girls.
Yeah, for once. Yep. It's called the women's title, for God's sake. Put it on a woman for once.
Yeah.
Yeah, she won't have to call Stephanie drunk anymore asking for a title shot.
Yeah, the Smurfs still have plenty of time to have the title. For now,
you watched Total Divas, but not NXT. Way to go.
Yeah.
Now, I was watching Total Divas a couple years ago. I don't know.
Comedy going way south.
Yeah, exactly.
And once again, so Surfer's at the helm of it, right?
I watched Total Divas a lot.
I don't watch it anymore. I watched it in the first couple of seasons.
Natty's a 5-1 underdog. Charlotte put 10, you'll get 11 back.
# Scotty the Greek.
Yeah.
Get
this was Rick's idea. Didn't understand how to read some of the odds.
Yeah, so. I'm not a gambler, but I asked Scott if he could bring the odds all out here for you guys. And for
yeah, this was Rick's idea.
That,
so
he's, yeah, right. Rick gets the resident guineas to help him out.
Yeah. I was running numbers when I was 4.
Is Baron Corbin a young guy, or is he like a...
Corbin's 32? 33?
Damn,
Corbin's my... What the fuck?
He doesn't have much upside, then.
I like Baron Corbin. What are you talking about?
Not to say he can't do well, but...
He'll be 32 in September.
If you're not in your 20s and a big guy, then... Like, they're not going to...
Yeah, you're one broke leg away from, you know... Fucking yourself up, so.
You walk like away from becoming glue in a.
send you to the glue factory, Brett.
All these horse and betting references today.
Yeah, what is going on here? Right? We're going to our Thraki roots.
You got some silver hair, Jen? What's up with you? How you doing?
How you doing?
Well, now.
What's JBL? He doesn't do the pre-show?
He does the regular show.
Nah, he's having his coffee and stuff in the back. He doesn't have time for this shit.
Going over his stock.
He wants as far away from Byron as possible.
Yeah, so Zig, for anyone listening, Ziggler Corbin just started. Zig once again has regressed in his taste and attire, unfortunately.
HBK.
Hey, what's going on with this dude, man?
Exactly.
He looks. Are you guys looking at this shit? Somebody should put a screenshot in the chat room of how this fucking guy looks right now.
I'm kind of glad I'm not watching it right now.
See, I got it on my TV. I don't have it on my computer. Yep. I would do it. Is he wearing, is there like fucking Hello Kitty on his tights?
You wish. They're skeletons with stripes.
Where'd he get his shit, Hot Topic?
Pink
Maybe
Topic.
He ordered from Greg Crona Jones.
Hello?
How you doing, Greg?
Is the trophy going to get broken up?
Is the trophy out there?
Yep.
Why would the trophy be out there now?
Because they're probably going to break it.
Yeah, they're going to break it over somebody's head or some bullshit.
We'll break it closer to when people are going to remember what the trophy was.
Right?
You know, like, they're going to break it now? People are going to be like, oh, they broke some trophy out there. I think it was a Jack Briscoe trophy of some sort. What the hell are they doing?
Oh, it is jerky, you know.
Yeah, I guess.
Hey, Rage. He's gone?
He's taking the sock off of his mic.
You're breaking kayfabe, Phil. That's supposed to be a secret.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm removing the pop filter from his microphone.
All right, well, last match, guys.
I hope he's not mixing socks.
Yeah, I made sure he was. But anyway.
Rick taught him how to use the clean socks.
Yeah, I did. I really did.
Just send me a picture. Let's see here.
So Extreme Rules, World Heavyweight title. Who do you guys think is going over, Roman Reigns or AJ Styles? I know this is going to be the heated topic of this.
You know, I told Scott on our show, as much as I would love to see AJ Styles win the title, I think Roman's going to hold it until at least SummerSlam.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, this is they're in the long haul with Roman this time.
Except not Roman Reigns like everybody else does. I'm just saying I'm just progressing the storyline.
Someone is there tonight who said, good luck. Thanks for keeping my throne warm.
Ooh.
Yeah. So, I read that too.
Yeah, I would like to see someone come out, Cena or Rollins or someone come out. And
it better be Rollins. If it's fucking Cena, I'm getting up and going to the shitter.
Here's what I was thinking. We were discussing this the other night. Roman keeps the belt, but AJ gets money in the bank.
That would be even doper too.
Oh, yeah.
And this way, going into SummerSlam, it's going to, you know, Cena versus Reigns, and AJ's in the background with the clubs, with the briefcase. So that's how I see it.
That's my club today in the parking lot of Walmart.
You know what? If they did something like that, though, I could see when AJ finally cashes in is when Rollins will return, and he'll wind up bringing back the curb stomp on AJ and costing him his money in the bank. And then they would just do a Seth Rollins-AJ Styles non-title feud and let Reigns retain. You know, WWE booking is always going to do shit like that. You know what I mean? Like, they always, like I said, there's an algorithm to booking at this point. And if they were going to go in that direction, that's what would happen. You know, and that wouldn't be bad. Seth Rollins versus AJ Styles would be awesome. It's just unfortunate that it wouldn't be for the title. Like, above that, we would have some other thing going on, like Roman Reigns versus someone else.
AJ, they look at him and say, he's been a champion everywhere else, so he can be a champion here. Or they look at him as like, well, we would never give him the championship to prove that our brand is better than everybody else's brand.
He bypassed NXT, man. They bypass NXT. Didn't let Finn Balor bypass NXT.
Joe chose to go to NXT. And Joe was basically given free reign to say when he wants to come up.
Right, but they go to NXT. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that doesn't mean that they would.
They have to. If they're putting him in he main evented two events already. And he hasn't been here more than, not even 6 months yet.
4 months? This is his fourth Rumble, Fastlane,
Okay.
Mania. This is his fifth pay-per-view.
Right, so 6 months. Right? And he's already main evented two of them? There's something there. They're doing something for him.
I don't know.
Yeah, they must know. They're not stupid. They're not a dumb company.
Set up just to make him look.
No, AJ will get the belt.
To look bad, and then once he loses to Roman, he just, you know, crowd is mid-card, never.
You want to do algorithms, Rick? That AJ Styles algorithm, that should be a segment on Talk Brunch. Seriously, you start doing it now, go from the Rumble to SummerSlam and see what happens. Man, I'm telling you, I think they're going to do something with him.
Yeah, I hope they do, man. I mean, this is the time to strike.
Yeah, I really hope they do, or else you're going to have a bunch of angry motherfuckers in the IWC.
He really is, like, you know, Punk said
they can just go fucking suck it, and they're still going to tune into Raw anyway, so shut up.
Right, exactly. But, you know, I know Punk, you say he's the best in the world and all that nonsense, but really AJ Styles was the best in the world at one point. And, you know, you can't deny that he's good. He's the goods.
He is.
Even when he's hurt, he's the goods. You know what I'm saying? Like, he's that good. You know?
Yeah, I mean, like you said, Joe, Aries, Rude, you know, they all bypass NXT. The only other two to do that is the club.
Yeah, you think Balor would be the one, because Balor was they put on a
phone. Oh, Corbin with a low blow.
What's the Corbin already there once, so that's the reason.
Kevin Owens.
No, not Owens. Gallows.
Gallows.
Yeah. I mean, Owens basically bypassed NXT. He was there for a cup of coffee. He went with the belt, and that was it.
I mean, he was a champion for a while, though. You know, he defended it, and, you know.
He was a champ for 6 months.
I think it's going to be all right tonight. Should be.
Yeah, it's, when Extreme Rules was after WrestleMania, before Payback, though, like those eras, 2013, 2012, like Extreme Rules was actually better than Mania. Go back and look.
Oh, End of Days, and 1, 2, 3, Corbin wins.
Big shock.
Yeah. You're ahead of all of us, I think.
Dolph should leave WWE.
You know, no. I mean, he's there to put people over.
Just beat Sheamus clean on SmackDown with a super kick.
Yeah, I mean, he's not like
he's not going to win every match.
He's not a bum of the earth. He's just that, you know, new guys are coming up.
He's another Zack Ryder.
New guys coming up. Somebody got to lose.
That's fucked up.
I'm sorry.
How are you going to call him Zack Ryder?
Are you telling me that this guy, who really never got a fair chance in like a serious champion, putting people over like he's fucking Jericho?
He was world champion.
Yeah,
but also, yeah, for how long?
He had a coffee. He had an espresso with it.
He was champion for 41 days the second time and about 4 hours the first time.
You can't have it both ways. You can't sit there and say the old guys aren't putting over younger guys, but then when the old guys put over the younger guys, oh, they bomb.
Dolph is not old.
How long has Ziggler been there?
10 years, 11
That's
years.
That's a long time.
Yeah, he's a cagey veteran.
I'm so sick of how they do. I'm so fucking sick of how they do Dolph Ziggler. It's ridiculous.
He's getting paid. Do you not understand that? He's not supposed to win every match.
All right, let's wrap this up.
Yeah, but do you get that this guy has enough talent to be WWE champion? I give up. This is a lost cause. Go ahead.
We're bearing Corbin down the line.
So okay, all right, Surfer. Okay, Surfer, go to bed. I'm sorry.
You never want to listen to a little kid who just sits there and react without thinking.
AJ Styles is a 5-1 underdog, while Roman Reigns 10 will get you 11.
Can you pitch it now, Rick?
Yeah, no, I don't think I'm going to do that. I'll pass on that one. All right, well, what predictions? I think it's going to be an interesting evening, and I'm looking forward to it.
It looks good on paper.
Is there a post-show tonight?
Yes, there is. We're going to be winding down here on the air right now, and we're going to enjoy the pay-per-view ourselves, but the fun does not end now. Live listeners remain in the chat room throughout the pay-per-view because Padawan Jen and myself interacting in the chat room with all of you in real time, and when the pay-per-view ends, we will hit the airwaves live again with the post-show to wrap things up. And everyone on the panel, everyone in the chat room, Rant the M family, enjoy Extreme Rules, and we will see you all after.
The AA just showed up.
Later.
Good night, all.